Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
There you go. All right. Hello, everyone on Instagram. I'm Trent Keith, and this is Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
That's right.
Ethan is our tech whiz. He not only makes us live on Instagram, he makes us live on Facebook.
That's
we can be two places at once.
We can.
That is amazing.
That is fun.
All right.
Hey.
Got all kinds of good stuff for you today. What?
I just realized something.
What's that? Sorry, we're having trouble. What's this?
Hopefully, yeah. I just realized that me and you match. Oh, mine's
we
darker.
We do. Yours is darker.
I need to take this jacket off so
we
can
be
the...
didn't even call each other today.
No.
Man, look at that.
It's just the fall weather, you know?
That's right.
Getting our flannels in.
Yeah.
Yep.
You gotta let more hair grow before we can match.
Yeah.
Then we wear the same colors.
That's true, right. I'm going for the mustache and you're going for the full...
That's right.
I can't grow a full beard, so that's why.
Well, I understand that. So, we got all kinds of good information today.
Yes, we do.
We have news stories, we have questions, we have quotes, we have a highlighted listing.
Yes, and a drawing.
And a drawing.
You guys get ready. This is going to be a packed 15 minutes.
There you go. All right.
So
let's kick it off with our news stories.
All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
I saw today, this kind of struck home with me. I saw that the head coach, which is also the head manager for the Texans, got fired today, or maybe not today, but he got fired here recently after their season is started off with just 0-4. So they've had four losses right in a row. And the reason that struck home with me is because that is now my fantasy football status. I am now four losses, no wins. So I think maybe I should fire my head coach too, which would be me.
And the general manager.
And the general manager and start over. Yeah. Clean house.
There you go. All right. I saw an interesting news story here this weekend. It said the NBA Finals has the least amount of viewers in history since they started recording how many people watch the NBA Finals.
That's sad.
I would say that means they probably need to get out of politics and quit putting down the police, and maybe they'll have more people watch, if I had to guess.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe stand for the flag and act like they got some sense. I don't know.
You're not frustrated about that, are you?
That really irritates me. If they don't stand for the national anthem, they should be fired. But go ahead. What's our next?
Well, we'll still sell you a house, though. Even if
we'll sell you a house. Actually, we can sell you the house before you get fired.
That's right.
So you can afford it. And then we'll sell it once you're fired because you can't afford it anymore. I say any professional team that has athletes, if their athletes don't stand for the national anthem, they should fire them on the spot. So,
there you go.
General managers, if you're looking for advice, let me know.
Maybe the Texans will hire you.
There you go. They may not be any good, but they'll stand for the anthem.
That's so, my other news story, we had a lot of them here. You got another one, too. I don't know how to say this company's name, Miso Robotics, or Miso.
Oh, yeah.
They have a sale going on. They have just made this. It's a robot that makes fries. So it's actually for restaurants, but it's on sale right now for $30,000. And I guess White Castle has already bought their burger-making robot that flips burgers. So yeah, now they're making also a fry machine, so it can flip burgers and it can deep fry your fries.
we need to hurry to McDonald's and Burger King and try to sell them some of these things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know it's going to happen.
It will. It's true.
Unfortunately, there will be probably more robots than people in those kitchens eventually.
Yeah. Yep. That's true. Okay. Hurricane off the Gulf Coast again. Unfortunately, we have another one building. The name of it is Delta, I believe. Mm. It's Category 3 right now, and they're saying by the end of the week it's going to be hitting landfall. So hopefully everyone's safe down there, and hopefully it dissipates or turns and goes another way. But it doesn't sound good. It sounds like we got another one heading for the Gulf Coast.
So, that's rough.
I hated to hear that.
Yeah.
But it's been a rough year for weather.
And a lot of things.
And a lot of things. That's true. You got fires in California.
Yep.
Earthquakes in different places. You got the hurricanes in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's why we live in Indiana.
That's
like
right.
In the middle. They don't get to us.
We don't have to deal with the ocean.
That'd be a terrible problem.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't want to live on the ocean. all right, are we ready to hop into questions?
I think so. I think we're ready. They don't make robots to sell real estate or anything, do they, yet?
No, but...
That'd be bad.
But don't hold your breath. They might.
Okay. Moving on to our questions of the day. You going to start us out?
Sure. Yep. If you're live with us, you can comment. Sorry. On Instagram, good thing that you're not here in the room with me while I'm coughing.
Right.
Just trying.
Yeah.
if you're live with us, comment on Facebook or Instagram, and you can comment it with a question, and we will answer it live. So just remember that. First question, who pays for the home inspection? Wait, I have my little questions here. There we go.
Look at that.
so the question is who pays for the home inspection? that is almost always done by the buyer. So whoever's buying a house normally is the one that wants to see if there's anything wrong with the house. Those vary in price depending on the size of your home. We always recommend if you are buying a house to pay for a home inspection. Now, sellers can also pay for home inspections if they want to prior to listing or around the time they're listing their home, just to get a heads up. Sometimes that can be a good thing, but most of the time it doesn't really help you that much. Most of the time, anything major, you should already know about it since you've been living in the house. But yeah, that's something that normally the buyer pays for.
There you go. All right, the next question. Should I sell when the market is high? Yes, and through us.
That's right.
But where are you going to go? So, the thing we talk to our clients about would be, if you're going to sell, what's your plan? Are you moving to another area? Are you building new? Are you moving in with your parents because you're lonely? Or what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Or because they're lonely.
Because they're lonely. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's the key, is what you're going to do. If you have a plan, yeah, sell while the market's high, because it is a good time to sell. If you do not have a plan, do not sell, because you'll be in trouble because things are selling pretty fast. If you're organized and ready to go, yes, now's the time to sell when the market's high. But if you do not have any options, it's not the easiest time to buy, because there's multiple offers a lot of times. You may be getting offers higher than the listing price. There's a lot of things you could get into, and you may not want to live on the street. So make sure you have all that figured out with a plan.
Yes. Yep, if you're going to sell when the market's high, then more than likely you're also buying when the market is high. let's see, next question. What max percentage of my take-home pay should I set aside for a mortgage payment? We were talking about this just before we went live so that we could kind of have our minds wrapped around what we should tell you. But percentage-wise, the bank is going to care a lot more about that. They're going to be the ones that care about your debt-to-income ratio. So talk to a mortgage broker about what you can afford debt to income wise, and they will tell you. They'll tell you what percentage they can loan at and what you could qualify for. But one thing that we always want to tell people is just because you can afford a certain amount, you know, say you get pre-approved for $150,000, have those payments budgeted into your monthly budget and see if you can actually afford those monthly payments. Don't just go off of a percentage of my debt-to-income ratio. Go off of, can I actually afford what that monthly payment is going to be? And some people don't do that, and they don't realize that the monthly payment is way outside what they can actually afford without maybe not buying groceries or something. So we always recommend to budget for the monthly payment of your loan, not just your debt-to-income ratio.
Yes, and do not budget according to your overtime.
Yes.
Because the people get in bad positions when they budget according to having so many hours every week of overtime, and then that overtime goes away.
Yes.
And they're in a bind. So budget according to your standard 40-hour work week.
Another thing on that, don't bank on bonuses to get you through the year. We've had lots of people who say, well, I'm due for a really big bonus, and it's amazing how you can have that spent before before it comes, and then if it doesn't come as high as you wanted, you'll be in a bind.
That's for sure. Okay, next question. Why are the interest rates so low, and will they go back up? We don't want to ask questions like that. Just be happy. it was part of boosting our economy, getting the interest rates down where they need to be, and it has worked very well. And yes, they will go up. A lot of mortgage brokers or bankers will say they don't know if we'll ever see interest rates this low again because they are so low. So they will go up. Obviously, no one knows when. And the reason why they are so low now is to get our economy going. And it, like I say, has worked very well.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of it if you can. If you can.
Yeah.
Buy and get your loan, do it, because this is a good time with the interest rates like they are.
Yep. Oh, we got a comment. I don't think that was a question. It's
I can't see it that far.
I think it's your wife, and she sent you heart eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that was a real estate question.
I wondered who that good-looking follower was up there. It's like so far away. We can't even wave at people on Instagram because we can't
reach that far.
So if you're watching and you wonder why we don't respond on Instagram, it's
because
it's like 20 feet from us. We can't do that.
Wow, 20 feet? Okay, next question. If I can't find the house I want, should I build a new house instead? Well, if you've got the money, yes, you should. Why not? The thing to keep in mind with that is the market is always changing, so sometimes you can build a new house and it can be worth just as much or more than what you paid to have it built, and sometimes you can build a house and it is worth way less than what you paid to have it built. So just make sure that when you get the estimates for what it's going to cost to build your new home, that you are not paying way too much compared to what you could buy an actual house for. So that's not a good time to build a new house.
That's for sure.
Which we kind of ran into that maybe a year or so ago, a year or two ago, where the markets were, you could not build a house for what they were going for, but things are going up, and we are definitely where building a new house could be a good option for you. So just keep that in mind.
But only if you buy the land from us.
That's right.
Because you don't want to buy land from anybody.
Nope. We do have a land lot available for a new house, so just keep that in mind.
There you go. Okay, can I look inside a house without a real estate agent? Well, you could get arrested because you're not supposed to go around peeking in windows when it's not your property.
Especially if it's not for sale.
But the answer to that question is technically no. As real estate agents, we are legally supposed to be at the showing walking you through and not just letting you go look by yourself for multiple different reasons. But no, you're not supposed to look at one unless an agent is with you, unless it is not on the market. market. Maybe it's just somebody that's selling that you know, then obviously you can go look at it if they give you permission. If it's a bank repo, a lot of times people will go look in the windows and things because they're trying to find out information. But as far as taking a tour of a house, you're not supposed to do that without an agent.
Yep.
And your agent is not supposed to let you go do that, even if they've worked with you for a long time. So
yep.
You could get them in trouble.
Yes.
If anyone finds out.
A lot of times people don't realize that they're not supposed to do that on land as well, without permission from the seller or the listing real estate agent getting permission from the seller. A lot of people will just walk the land thinking, well, it's just land, but that's also trespassing.
And you're not supposed to be doing donuts in your truck.
I know. you can still get prosecuted.
Okay, so that's the last of our questions that we've got written down right now. We are going to move on to our highlighted listing.
Yeah, so we got one property. People on Instagram, sorry you don't get to see the picture, but we have one property we're highlighting today. It is 843 Amanda Lane in Spencer. It's in the Thorn Ridge addition, just south of town, still inside the city limits though. It's a 4-bed, 3-bath. It's got 2,200, just over 2,200 finished square feet with a 2-car attached garage, and it is listed for $299. If you are looking for a home in Spencer, this is a great location and a great, they've really fixed this house up nice, so be sure to take a look at this house if you are looking in the Spencer area.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, we're ready for our drawing.
We are. So, what was it you asked last week?
Last week we asked people to post a fall picture.
That's right.
And we had some people on our Facebook page post fall pictures. If you're in the mood of looking at fall pictures, you can go and see that post. There's some photos in there that are pretty cool.
There you go. Yep. And so the ones who did that are in our little basket. Ethan's gonna draw our winner.
Just their names. We didn't put people in our little basket. Sorry.
Yep. So Ethan's drawn out our winner for the week.
Okay, you are going to be a winner of a gift card. Whoever this is. Here we go. Wait for it. Okay. I cannot pronounce this man's last name. John F. I'm just going to say J. John F. J.
There you go.
I'll show it to you.
Ooh, you got to hold it a little stiller. It's like you're moving too much. And it can't
here we go.
Read
it. Is it backwards too?
Man, oh, you know what? It's the light behind
it. Yeah. My gosh.
There
this
you
is
go.
John F. Jurgizek.
If there you are listening or watching our podcast,
yes,
come and get your gift card.
We will message you also.
We will message you. And you have 2 weeks, like we said before. 2 weeks to get your gift card, because after we were holding people's gift cards for like months at a time, finally we had to make a limit of like 2 weeks. So,
yep.
John, come get your gift card. You are the winner for today.
You are. Congratulations.
Yep. Okay. Moving on to our ending quotes.
All right. Hey, we knocked that out, and we were a little longer today, but we still did pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I have two.
Okay,
quotes.
You can go first. That's okay.
No, you can go first. Go for it.
Okay. Everybody's going to forget my quotes because you have
to. Okay, I can go first.
All right. This is by Albert Einstein. Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value.
That's good.
There you go.
That is good.
Now remember that, even though Ethan's got two.
Become valuable. Well, I couldn't pick between these two.
They are pretty good ones, I noticed.
So, okay. Lord Byron said, always laugh when you can. It is cheap medicine.
There you go.
That was good. And then Tom Nansbury said, an optimist forgets to... I ruined the punchline. Okay, no. An optimist laughs to forget. A pessimist forgets to laugh.
There you go.
So laugh, because it's cheap medicine.
And don't be a
pessimist. And be a person of value.
There you go.
There we go. We tied it all together.
Right. Laugh, be a person of value, and don't be a pessimist.
Yep. That's our tips for this week. So come and join us next week, Tuesdays at around noon, and we will be live. You can ask us questions before then.
There you go.
We will answer them.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Yep. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.